ensuring Americans' banks are safe. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today addressing the nation from the White House, saying the nation's financial systems are sound following the collapse of two banks that prompted fears of a broader upheaval.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them.
Regulators closed the Silicon Valley Bank on Friday after it experienced a traditional bank run. Over the weekend, regulators announced that New York-based Signature Bank had also failed, the president blaming the previous administration for loosening banking regulations.
I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again, and to protect American jobs and small businesses.
The president said he'd seek better oversight and regulation of larger banks and promised no losses would be borne by taxpayers. Customs and Border Protection remain on high alert after a weekend rush of over 1,000 migrants to the U.S.-Mexico border.
It was a chaotic free-for-all Sunday as a massive group rushed a border bridge trying to enter the U.S. at El Paso, prompting a hardening of border barriers with increased Border Patrol manpower. Last week, 160 migrants were captured in smuggling schemes along the El Paso sector, with Border Patrol expecting this year to top last year's record immigrant encounters, for which Republicans blame the Biden administration's border policies. The Biden administration blames lack of border funding.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Biden administration approving today a major oil project on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope. Climate activists say allowing ConocoPhillips to move forward with the drilling plan would break Biden's campaign promise to stop new oil drilling on public lands. The company says the project could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. and South Korea are holding their biggest joint military drills in years.
The 11-day-long exercise includes field training and a computer simulation, drills on a scale not seen since 2018. U.S. and South Korea describe Freedom Shield as a way of strengthening their ability to defend against a North Korean attack. North Korea, though, sees it as a rehearsal for imminent invasion. That's why Pyongyang's response has been so quick, firing two cruise missiles launched from submarines, which form part of the North's nuclear deterrent. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Iran announced today that the country's supreme leader has pardoned 22,000 people arrested in the recent anti-government protests that swept the Islamic Republic. Those demonstrations were sparked over the September death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who'd been detained by the country's morality police. Michigan State is rolling out new restrictions to building access after a mass shooting on campus.
Michigan State University students returning from spring break will notice that buildings on campus will be more difficult to access. It's been 1 month since three students were killed and five others were hurt in a mass shooting there. The restricted access to buildings means they will require a key card to enter during evening, overnight, and weekend hours. Meanwhile, Michigan State Police have released new details about the February 13th shooting, including a timeline and a note from the suspected gunman. The gunman was confronted by police more than 3 hours after the attack, and he took his own life. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A rocket made almost completely of 3D printed parts remains grounded after back-to-back launch aborts Relativity space rocket came within a half second of blasting off Saturday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Launch controllers reset the countdown clocks and tried again, but once more onboard flight computers halted the countdown, this time with 45 seconds remaining. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.